press officer for the TUV, the TUV, Sammy Morrison. You're the press officer for Jim Allister, Sammy.
I'm the press officer for TUV, that's right, yeah.
Morning to you. Let me just play to you how this all kicked off, what Nigel Mills, the Tory MP, said in the House of Commons yesterday when he asked a question of the Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers.
I think my instinct is that the English taxpayer is a little annoyed now at the various deals being given out in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, which involve a lot higher public spending in those areas being paid for by people in England, and that we need to find a fair solution to this. And that solution is not going to be in each case, let's just have more money from the English taxpayer. I just think that won't work. And you know, I think everyone is trying to be fair in helping Northern Ireland through its difficult past, but there aren't any blank cheques that can keep being written every time politicians can't come to an agreement.
Well, actually, that was him speaking about his comments yesterday. That was him speaking on the show today. Do you agree with him, Sammy?
I think Mr. Mills was reasoned and measured in much of what he said, and I think he made a lot of valid points which people in Northern Ireland need to reflect upon.
Like what?
Particularly when it came to the issue of corporation tax. He made the point that because you devolve corporation tax, it's not going to automatically bring jobs. In fact, there's a lot of potential there for it to be a means of tax avoidance, where people are just bringing the brass plaque to Northern Ireland and not the actual jobs.
Yeah, but you've said to the team behind the scenes here, just before you come on, that we can't keep on relying on handouts from Westminster. What do you mean?
Well, I think the point that I would make in this whole situation is the core of the problem in Northern Ireland is not financial. The core of the problem in Northern Ireland is a flawed system of government, because you have parties in government which cannot agree on what to do when it comes to welfare reform.
No matter what system we have, Sammy.
They have no shared vision for how Northern Ireland should be going forward. And the one point I would make, which helps me understand the points which Mr. Mills was making this morning, was we had the First Minister of Northern Ireland going on the national news and telling people throughout the UK that the Prime Minister was trying to bribe us with our own money, and that comes a bit short. Did he want to be bribed with the UK taxpayers' money? And is that what it comes down to? And anyway, it's not Mr. Robinson's
money. Maybe he just wanted more money for this country. Maybe he's just fighting for more money into Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, you're calling it a handout.
No, Stephen, I don't believe that. We've heard lots of deals in the past where there was supposed to be a lot of new money coming into Northern Ireland. For example, we were supposed to get $800 million as a package to secure the devolution of policing and justice. But the reality was, when it came to the pit, we're closing police stations. We don't have enough money to run the Justice
Tell
Department.
Tell me why you're calling.
We have the Justice Minister complaining that there's not enough finances there. They get, if there is a package that comes to Northern Ireland, will it go on those things?
Tell me why you are calling money that many people would argue we deserve and we're entitled to a handout. Why are you calling it a handout?
Because that's what the First Minister went on to the TV and said. The First Minister went on to the TV and said he wants a bribe.
Well,
he wants to be bribed by the UK taxpayer.
It is very rare that the TUV embraces any of the DUP's language. Why are you calling money?
We would argue we are
entitled to a handout. What's a handout about money that would actually improve services and protect public sector jobs in Northern Ireland? Why is a handout?
I'm not saying that Northern Ireland shouldn't be having money to protect public sector jobs. But the point I'm making, Stephen, and this is the fundamental point, and the point which I think Mr. Mills maybe missed, was that Northern Ireland has fundamental problems which need to be sorted out, which are not financial. The point Mr. Mills was saying, we can't always be writing a cheque. It's not always going to be a case of us solving the problem simply by writing a cheque. Exactly right. The problem in Northern Ireland is the system of government.
Okay, so
you will be condemned to an endless cycle of talks, condemned to an endless cycle of disagreement, as long as you have a system which forces parties together, which have no common vision for the future of Northern Ireland.
So would the TUV be fighting for more money for Northern Ireland or not?
Of course, we'd be fighting for a fair deal for Northern Ireland.
Have we got a fair deal at the moment?
But I think that if Northern Ireland is going to be making the case for that fair deal. It can't go on, they can't simply go onto the national news and say, we need to be brave.
Okay, you've made that point, and that's not a fair reflection, actually, of what he said. He did not say that. Have we got a fair deal?
What he said, Steve,
deal with
exactly.
the question,
what,
Sammy.
What he
have
exactly.
we got a fair deal for Northern Ireland at the moment, do you think? Does the TV think we've got a fair deal?
There's always a case for additional money to Northern Ireland. But
well, what,
Stephen,
a, what a
Stephen,
lightweight answer, with
Stephen,
all due respect.
Stephen,
have we got a fair deal or not?
The core issue is not a financial issue. The core issue is a flawed government issue.
Have we
and
got
no
a
amount,
fair deal? Has,
no
the,
amount,
has the TUV
no
got
amount,
a position in this?
No
Are you
amount,
a credible party?
No amount,
have we got a fair
no
deal?
No amount of money brought here from Westminster is going to solve that issue. That is the problem that needs to be
just
solved.
Stop that music one more time. Just stop it. Yes or no, does the TUV think we've got a fair deal in terms of the financial money we've currently got? Yes or no?
Stephen, let me be absolutely clear on it. A financial deal from Westminster...
You won't answer the question. Thank you. Here's the 10 o'clock news. You won't answer the question. Here's the 10 o'clock news. You've said that. Interesting, you won't answer the question. Here's the 10 o'clock news.